Blog Talk Radio.
Fellow Americans, it is with the utmost pride and sincerity that I present this recording as a living testament and recollection of history in the making during our generation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
My name is Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Sir Robert Ford.
Okay, we get it. Start the show.
Oh, yeah, here we go, people.
You're missing it.
We are showing off our shoe game right now.
That's that Buckeye footwear.
Buckeye's not going to be playing, bro. So I don't know what's going on.
Hey, I'm
just calling it. Me and Jake, we've been having battles.
Put those stinky shoes back on.
Ooh-wee. Again, welcome to Talking Sports.
Yeah.
12th man. I know. What an amazing night. Again, for those who don't know, we are, again, seeing each other through the magic of Zoom. And unfortunately, Robert has not decided to join us, so we'll hopefully see his face shortly. But as we always like to do, fellas, it's good to see you guys for another weekly edition of this. Today is July the 15th. This month is continually flying by, and unfortunately, some of y'all don't know how to stay inside, so we're still on lockdown. So again, let's check in with my fellas. And we're hoping that sports will continue to get this going. So, JQ, how you feeling, City man? You feeling good, sir?
You, Andre, man, keep going to the bar and the club.
I'm trying to follow JQ's example.
I'm trying to follow JQ.
Don't be like that. Come on, man. I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm hanging in there, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Rob Ford, aka Asparagus, how you feeling, bro?
Hey, man, doing great, man. Had some amazing trout tonight with some sauteed spinach. Had some oyster nachos. And, had a little bit of asparagus, not as much as I normally do. But, and man, then on top of that, man, brother just wanted some french fries tonight.
Damn, bro.
His inside.
Trying to poke. God, what you got? And he's like, man, they keep messing around. I'm gonna play offensive line.
Oh man, I love it. We're gonna talk about.
He wouldn't be my first round pick. I'll tell you that.
Oh, that other amazing voice that you're hearing.
Needed a break from the plane. I'll be back on it tomorrow.
You're hearing the voice of the West Coasters, Gary and Curtis. How you guys feeling this evening?
Curtis, how you doing?
Well, it was 86 today in Portland. Summer has finally broke in Portland. It was hard to get here, but it's here now, and so we're doing good.
Man, I would take awesome. That. It'd be 102 in Houston. I'm like, man, can they turn the heat up some?
We're somewhere in the middle.
Well, I just hosted a little wine and cheese party for our HOA. Sometimes if you're battling against City Hall, sometimes it's better to join them than fight them. So I'm on the board now, so that way I've got my own agenda for my own self. You know what I'm saying?
Is it Cowboys agenda?
Serve him a little wine, get whatever you want.
Gary is my role model. I love it, Gary. Hey, we're having some fun. So, again, let's throw the numbers out, as always. Your boy, Dre, he always cooks dinner for the fam, man. So I made this nice little chili. Oh, man, it was my thing. Made some homemade cornbread. Oh, man. The wife is still singing my praises, man. So she's good. She's happy. So life is pretty good in the Peterson household, man. Yeah, man. So I mean, I always cook, but she was like, "Yo, I was
talking about me, man. So, any brother these cornbread, you know that's an offensive guard."
Gotta watch the figure, man. Gotta keep it going. I'm wearing the old school Ward Dunn jersey as well, man. So we're representing, man. So we're having a good time tonight. So that's what it's all about. Representing Florida State as well. So that's what's up, man. But we'll talk about
a throwback 2005 North Carolina Tar Heel championship T-shirt.
Nobody can see anything, Rob. We don't even know.
We don't know that.
You know, Batman shirt, man. For real, man.
JT
Barry.
What's that?
JT Barry.
That's what's up. Okay. That's what's up. Representing.
JT Barry.
This is dad.
Played with
that's
the Saints
Gary,
for a little while.
Gary Sporter. Okay. Uh-huh. This dad belongs to, what is that?
My daughter's name, Jennifer.
Oh, and look at, and we see Curtis rocking the Oregon jersey. Man, that is what's up.
You better be glad he got canceled.
Why is that? You can't be hard for you to get in the dance with as going 0-1.
Y'all, bro. You know that ain't happening. You know last time we played y'all, you know, so now the championship, you know how that turned out.
Trash talk.
He's even talking now, isn't it? I didn't bring it up.
I'm just saying. The last time we played y'all was the national championship. We know how that turned out, right? Okay.
Ooh. Let's not pull up the score, man. Let's not pull that out, man, because that's trash talk.
Full effect.
Hey, America, we're having fun, man. It's good to see the fellas, man. It's a good week. So really quickly, let me throw out the numbers, as we always like to do. If you want to reach out to your boys, the number is always the same. It's the 424-243-9519. Again, 424-243-9519. Follow us on the Twitter, as they say. Maybe we'll do some TikTok videos later. I promise we'll get that going too to keep it going here. But Twitter handle is always at the number 12, THMAN Sports. And then last but not least, we're on Facebook. Post a lot of great things, mock drafts, everything that's happening. If you go to facebook.com/talkingsports in the 12th man, or if you put in 12th man sports, we are in that arena as well. So, gentlemen, we got a lot of things to talk about. The code for the Zoom should be, hold on, let's see here. Does it ask you for a meeting number? What's
I
up,
got it.
Lou?
9239.
Yep, there it is.
Sorry, I had it in front of me, Jack.
Yeah, I'm trying to like balance screens here and get everyone on too. So good call. We got Lou. Did you guys call the Lou show, by the way, over the weekend? Did you get a chance to chat out stuff like that?
No, you know what? We didn't, and it was really my fault. And you know, I told you Arnetta has been going back and forth. Her father passed away. So I want to give a shout out to my father-in-law. Was a great man. Always loved a good joke. Full-blooded Swede. Just a great, great person. So shout out to Arnie Pearson. Love you, man.
Yeah.
Very sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's prayers you. With y'all. Really sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, like I said, we'll let you slide. Like I said, I know for me, again, the only reason why I am practicing social distancing. I had another DJ event, and I've got one again Friday, Saturday. So next weekend, the 25th, should be clean. So, again, Lou, I'm going to show you some love. But that's just me personally. I know everyone else. We definitely got to show you some love.
I'm also on this weekend, too.
Say it again?
I'm also on this weekend. On Saturday.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Can make that.
I've got an event this Saturday for me personally, but like I said, again, I know like the week of the 25th, I'll be free. So we're definitely going to, I know for me, like I said, I'm going to show you some love at some point. So I don't know if you want me to call in while I'm over here hearing DJ stuff in the background too. But again, we got you now. And like I said, I know in spite of that, we definitely want to show you some love too, because you have been very consistent. So we appreciate you joining us as well, as always, Lou. So,
thanks.
Nice
I must know you guys are on to
that
because too. I must know you guys are on because all day I was looking at the schedule, like, are these guys on tonight? And, like, so I thought I'd give them one more shot to see if they're on. You guys are here.
Normally, we're pretty consistent on Wednesday, Thursday. Like, Wednesdays normally, too. I know, like, my cousin is back in town from the military, so I'm trying to get everything solved with him, help him out.
Ah.
He's at Fort Benning. So my schedule's kind of thrown off tonight, so I'm a little late. I'm glad Gary was hitting me up and, like, invite. I'm like, I got you. So I was a little behind and posting for Facebook and everything like that, too. So I appreciate you guys, and, you know, every now and then I have some things pop up. But we are ready to talk sports, and we got a lot of things to discuss, and we would not be remiss if some way, somehow, we like to poke fun at the Cowgirls, a.k.a. Cowboys, and the future for Dak and the Cowboys. So Curtis and Gary, you guys are going to lead it out the gate. What is the future now, if you will, for Dak?
Well, he's got a franchise. You know, there have been three quarterbacks, you know, in this situation here. You know, Kirk Cousins is one. Dak Prescott and Drew Brees in 2005 played on a franchise, played on a 1 year deal. And so I don't think it's going to mean anything much except, you know, I hope he plays out his ass, because if he plays out his ass, you know, he'll get even more money. But if he plays out of his ass, I'll be great. I'll be happy with that. Dak Prescott, the quarterback. He played out of his ass last year, but it didn't translate to wins. If he plays out his ass,
best year.
That's fine and dandy.
Dak went 1-6 last year against playoff.
400 yards. Dak beat up
bad teams. He went 1-6 with teams that went to the playoffs. Dak's not good enough.
I can't control him if that's how many players in front of me.
But you can't say he played his butt off.
I mean, we can't play the Atlanta Falcons every week. I wish we could.
No, you can't. We can't play the Cincinnati Bengals every week either. We can't play the Saints every week either, man, but you can only play in front of me. That was good.
Dre, you got that fresh cut, huh?
I had to show it off, man.
I think the Cowboys and Dak – now, he's going to see his paycheck blow up from what he was getting paid.
Yep.
He's got some stuff to prove. Now, I listen to other talk show guys, and most of the guys I respect don't think the Cowboys are going to win the NFC East. They all think that Carson Wentz is a better quarterback, and they think that Philadelphia Eagles is going to win the East. What Dak has to do, Dak's got to win that NFL East. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And with them, Dak has to win that NFL East.
Much as I hate to say it, I think the Cowboys actually the favorite.
There's not a lot of people that think he's going to do that.
Well, what did you say, Rob?
I said, as much as I hate to say it, I actually think the Cowboys are the favorites in the NFC East over the Eagles. When you look at their roster top to bottom, I mean, they have the better personnel than the Eagles have. You look at the receiver position. You look at what they did in the draft. You look at the running back, the offensive line, the defense. I mean, they don't need Dak Prescott to really do a whole lot. I mean, if they're really smart. Their roster is much deeper than the Philadelphia Eagles. And, I mean, the Cowboys should win the NFC East.
I think that with the coaching changes that they've made, I think that's at least worth two or three wins. I think that I do from Jason Garrett.
Now, here we go. Do you think Mike McCarthy has faith in Dak Prescott?
Yes, I do.
If he did, it seemed like he would have made sure that the long-term extension got done. So I'm wondering if it's a one-year
move. That's out of the hands of the coach. That's out of the hands of the coach. I mean, that's Jerry Jones's deal. And that's really the owner's deal and the GM's deal for and he happens to be the one and the same with this organization. But that's out of the coach's hands when it comes to contracts like that. And for the most part, it's been that way for pretty much every team, except maybe, you know, the Patriots.
Well,
Patriots.
I thought you guys were boasting about Jerry Jones releasing some of his power and giving some of it to McCarthy when he hired him.
Well, and he has. I mean, if you look at the draft and you look at that sort of thing, this was definitely McCarthy definitely put his stamp on it. But Jerry Jones is only going to relinquish so much, and it's his big bucks that's going to have to come out and pay, you know, pay this guy. And when you came off, just like Curtis said, that didn't set well with Jerry Jones. He knows that he was 1-6 against playoff teams. He knows he was 8-8. You know, so is he worth way more money than what he's making now? Absolutely. But Jerry Jones is saying, hey, you're not Mahomes.
Well, he's saying, you got to prove it. Prove it. And with Mike McCarthy, now Mike McCarthy is a Super Bowl winning coach, and he had Brett Favre and he had Aaron Rodgers. And that is not Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers.
There's only one.
So Mike McCarthy, he's not. And McCarthy is thinking, he's seen those guys. He's coached those guys. Let's see what we that. Show me. Show me. Show me.
All right. You got a great offensive line. You got a great running back. You know, you've got probably the best receiving core. Arguably, in NFL, let's see what you can do.
I'm going to say this. It's going to be a successful season. The Cowboys have to win the East, and I want to see them in the NFC championship game. And I want them to play a better game than the Green Bay Packers did last year when it looked like they shouldn't have been in that NFC championship game. The Cowboys, it's going to be a successful season if the Cowboys get in that NFC game and put up a game.
Let's let you get in here. Let's go ahead, Jake. You've been waiting patiently.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm just listening. I mean, Dak is going to get paid regardless. Whether he signs it again, they say, yeah, he went 9-7, 10-6, and they win the division. And say, but, you know, he goes maybe 3-4 against, and that's other 1-6 in which you just put up. But he could still get paid. He could still go down Kirk Cousins' method, because what's going to happen is, if that doesn't happen, they say, well, let me see it again. So when he gets that, 10-15% kicker, and it goes up, I think, to $38 million next year, and then they say, oh, well, you're too rich for my blood, and then somebody swoops him like they did on Kirk Cousins. I mean, Kirk Cousins is one of the highest paid quarterbacks, you know, going ever right now with what he has happened in these past couple of years. So that just, it might just be a different avenue to get to the money versus the way Patrick Mahomes said, here, bang, this big old back, this whole block of money. He may have to do this, and then Dak Dallas says, okay, we still not sold. We draft a quarterback and, you know, let somebody else pay him $85 million guaranteed. But, I mean, he can still get to the money. You know what I mean? It just depends on the avenue or the route that he takes to get there. I think the Cowboys are, to me, the favorite to win the NFC East. I'm not necessarily so on Carson Wentz, one, staying healthy for 16 games. And they just seem to have a problem staying healthy as a team. I agree with you. I think Dallas is the best team in that division. But to say they're going to make the NFC Championship game, you're talking about beating the Saints. You're talking about beating the Bucks. You're talking about beating the 49ers. You might even have the Seahawks be sneaky in there. Ooh, that's a hard road for the Cowboys to make the NFC Championship game. I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, and you got to watch the Packers.
It's going to be hard road for any of the teams. So I'm just saying that's a hard road for any team. That's just a prediction we have. I have the same feeling. I don't feel it's a successful season unless they get into that NFC Championship game.
And winning the division, they get a home game.
So you guys are not saying they're going to be in that championship game. You're just saying it's not going
to
be a successful season if they don't get there.
They need to get Dak needs to get there. Now, when he bet on himself, I think Dak has done a good job. So I think that if he continues to do that and
you know, under the tutelage of
Mike McCarthy,
I think he'll be a better quarterback.
Let Lou get in here.
And he's got better weapons.
Go ahead, Lou.
So you're really
Andre,
saying,
what is that, moonshine?
Maybe. Yeah, let that man talk. Talk moonshine.
Yeah. So
ahead,
it's
Lou.
Like Super Bowl or bust, huh? Well, I think the Cowboys are gonna, you know, I gotta win the division. I don't think it's gonna be that easy to win, but I think they're gonna, you know, redeem themselves from last year, especially since they should have won the division. I don't think we'll see any choking this year.
Oh, you know what's amazing about that statement? And I was being facetious with you guys, but Dak Prescott threw for 4,900 yards last year, 30 touchdowns. So you talk about just
garbage time.
Some craziness, man. What?
Well,
yeah,
so
I mean,
so this is what I did last year.
Wow.
Okay. Remember I said he threw for the 4,900 plus yards. He had the 30 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He was second in passes over 40 yards. First in passes over 30 yards. I gave you all of these stats last year, and you guys tore me apart with that.
I did not.
Now
we're just messing with you. We're just messing with you.
No, I didn't.
You're tearing me apart.
When you watch those games, they would struggle in the beginning, and then, you know, like I know, if a team gets up on you, they'll give you all that umbrella underneath stuff, and you can pass some of those numbers and make it look better on paper, but if you don't watch the whole game, you can say,
JQ,
whoa, my goodness, that just threw a whole – this went crazy.
Well,
but this is where games were behind.
Yep. And we had a quarterback in New Orleans that was similar to that, and his name was Aaron Brooks. You know, all them stats came in garbage time when they were trying to come from behind, trying to win, throwing the ball.
Great Aaron Brooks, man. Jim has
they're not giving you 30 and 40-yard passes. They're not giving you that. They're giving you 5, 10, 15-yard passes. When you lead the league and you're second in the league in passes of 30 and 40 yards or better, that's more than just garbage time. And that's more than just – and that's more than just back those teams that get back in that prevent defense.
Yeah.
You know, that's coverage holding up
and
actually making a
play. Yeah.
Curtis said it best, you know, in those games, you know, y'all were 1-6 against the good teams. A lot of those stats are probably garbage times. But the games against the team, they probably.
Yeah, we do. Last year they beat up on bad teams.
All right.
And they lost on the game. And they lost to the Jets. Dak.
Oh!
You gotta let it go.
Let it
go, man. You can't do it every week.
You can't let that go. That's what you've done for me lately. And Jerry Jones might be there with Dak. What have you done for me lately? When it comes back, we lost to the Jets.
And what you're hearing from Curtis and I is, you know, we love the boys, but you're also hearing us speak the truth that we want to see. I'm okay with them franchise tagging him, and let's see what he does.
Okay.
And if he does, man, give him a blow up contract or whatever. But if you're not that guy that can lead your team deep into the playoffs, move on.
Yeah,
move on.
All right. Cleveland, we're talking to you. Hey, guys, let's have some fun here. So we're going to talk about some NFL, some Madden ratings. But before we get to that, if you're playing for the Chiefs, man, you are just probably living – they're in a good mood, man. They just throwing money left and right, man. So I'm just saying, yo, it's like straight up, yo, Chiefs, let's go. Chris Jones signs a massive contract with the Chiefs. I'm going to let Rob talk about that. I think it's like around, what, $85 million with $60 million guaranteed or something like that. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, 4 years, $85 million. This is a big-time deal for the Chiefs, and the Chiefs trying to make another go for it. I mean it's obvious here. When you look at some of the moves that they've made, they've taken care of Patrick Mahomes. They've taken care of Chris Jones, the morale of the team. Mm-hmm. You're getting Clyde. Say what?
No, I'm sorry. I was not going to talk. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones, yeah, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire to the offense. I mean, they're making another go for it here at another run for the Super Bowl. So, I mean, obviously, if you're a Chiefs fan, you're the defending champions, you're taking care of your personnel, your roster is set for the next few years for sure, for them to be in contention for the foreseeable future. And definitely, you know, on paper, they're the odds-on favorite to win it again. I mean, you're going to be hard-pressed, to, at least on paper, to find another team that will match them. I mean, they have the best quarterback in the league right now. And like I said, the morale of the team is good. They're taking care of their people. And they've set themselves up for not just short-term success, but also long-term success.
Yeah, the only one I worry about who might not be all that happy is Tyreek Hill. He's looking like, well, I guess I'll just go ahead and keep my locker as tight as I can, because when his contract is up, can't pay everybody. But, I mean, I get it.
Man.
You got to pay Chris Jones. You got to pay Patrick Mahomes. You got to pay Travis Kelce. Like, you got to pay those dudes. I like Tyreek Hill. I love his speed. But when you go off that kind of money, I mean, goodness gracious, somebody's going to get left out. And unless he wants to take a discount, and they've already talked about Sammy Watkins not making as much money either. And that probably was reflected in the money they were able to give Mahomes and Chris Jones. But I agree with you, Rob. This is let's look at this roster. We have the ability to do this again. We just drafted a very solid running back in air from LSU. So it's like,
I'm surprised Rob didn't say that. LSU, back? He always likes to say that, man. I'm surprised Rob didn't say that. Good.
Oh, yeah.
They've
world knows, though.
Them and Baltimore are a problem. Them and Baltimore are a problem for the AFC for a little while. So, you know, I see this changes when Chris Jones is on the field. And it's just as apparent. You can watch it. Mike Jones. So it just, I'm not surprised. You know, you got to find a way to pay that dude. If you can get you a defensive lineman, an offensive tackle, a quarterback, and a cornerback, you got to pay those four. Got to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Curtis Garrett.
Well, then you're going to have to, you know, down the road, at some point they're going to have to pay the piper. They're going to have to start bringing in discount people, cutting people that they don't want to cut, these sort of things. But as far as this upcoming season, wow.
What I think, I think Kansas City is in an enviable position. I think a lot of players around the league are going to be attracted to going to Kansas City, even at a discount, even at a chance to win a championship over the next 5 to 6 years. You're going to see Kansas City do like a Baltimore, attract a lot of free agents and people coming to play down there, because now they're looking at a championship, and that's going to be good for Kansas City.
Especially vets that have already made their money. You're absolutely right. If you got a couple of vets that have already had like that second contract and they still got some gas in the tank and they can afford to take a little less money for a chance to get an elusive ring, there's worse places to go than Kansas City right now.
Right, right.
Go ahead, Lou.
Repeat the question.
We were just talking about the Chris Jones contract with Kansas City.
There's been a lot of big contracts in the last couple of days, and he's going through the roof. I mean, first Mahomes' contract, which is mega, and then I read about another one that happened just a few minutes ago, which was from one of the defensive players, Garrett. But I'm not sure Garrett's worth it. You know, with all his angst, he's like becoming the NFL's newest bad boy, and I don't think he's going to be worth $100 gazillion.
Derek,
I know, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you get the idea.
Miles Garrett, I mean, sometimes it's better to be respected, feared than respected. I don't know. That can be another conversation. But Miles Garrett, we'll see what happens. Did he? Did they kind of finalize what happened as far as his punishment going into he's going to have to probably get suspended for a couple of games, right? That's probably what's happened. I haven't kept up with that piece, but I'm sure he's going to have
I don't know if they've announced it.
Yeah, I also heard he was coming from a firing squad. Well, that's just
Wow. All right.
Oh,
really
wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm cruel. Aren't I?
No, I mean, like I said, it's definitely, you know, what we can talk about things. All right. We don't see Rob anymore, too, but we're going to come around. We're going to come around, too. I guess I wanted to talk as well.
No, I can't
keep
still.
Teams, that's okay. We know you can't. I know that we can talk about some five interesting teams, but if you guys didn't know, I'm kind of upset with Washington because they had me all hyped about the team name change, and then, again, nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still kind of on the cusp as far as what's happening with that. It's kind of like topical, if you will. So let's kind of like dive into that really quickly, too, as far as what do you think about the name change that they're talking about. A lot of pressure that's been put on Daniel Snyder because the sponsors pulling out. And, you know, it's interesting because I was excited to see what they're going to actually change their name to. And they're still in that wait and see.
It's going to be hard.
I'm going to
talk
about that. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, JQ. I'll let you take that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sorry, but you heard that story, right? There's some realtor in D.C. or Virginia that's trademarked, like, all the names he thought that they might do. So, like, the Red Tails and the Red Hawks. Like, he's got, like, 10 names that the Washington was on, like, the poll of what name you want the Redskins to get. He's already beat them to the trademark thing. Like, if you're the Washington, you can't even get that right. Why would you announce you're going to change the name and then not secure the name that you want to have so other people can't buy it? Now you got to buy the trademark from those people. It's crazy. The Warriors was another one they were talking about doing. But you hit the head on the nail on the head. It's the fact that it wasn't anything that made he was trying to be, you know, all altruistic and I've got a new moral high ground. It's when FedEx says, hey, we're going to take our name off the stadium. When Nike and Amazon say, hey, we're going to take the stuff off the shelves. Yeah, Pepsi and all of them are like, yeah, you know, you got to pull this off. That's a whole different ballgame. You know, fans picking it outside that, you know, are probably in 3 or 4 weeks going to come to the game anyway. So that was all about the money. You can always follow the money. I find it interesting, though, that a couple of years back when he put it in capital, never changed the name. And now So.
And that's what you do. That's how you punch a billionaire in the mouth, so to speak. You hit him in the wallet. You hit him in the wallet that. And then that's when they decide they want to take the high road. It has nothing to do with the high road. It has something to do with his own pocketbook. Now, I do think it would be great for them to change the name. I want them to. I don't care what the name is. If they're still going to be the same team under Snyder and, you know, that sort of thing. But it's nice to have him hit right in the wallet where he has to make a move.
Yeah.
And he has to. But he went about it just like he's done with his draft picks, like he's done with his coaching staffs over the years. And I'm not talking about their current coach, but just over the years that they've made, you know, one poor move after another to try and catch the other teams in the NFC East. And that starts with your owner. And so they punched him in the wallet, and I hope it hurts him, but I'm glad that there's going to be a name change out of it.
Well, the Cowboys better beat whatever name that is.
Yeah.
Both times next year. Period.
Oh, my gosh.
He could be whatever name they want to be. The Cowboys don't even need to worry about that. They only need to worry about one thing.
Beating them.
Beating that team up.
Man, we spent a lot of time.
It don't matter what the name is.
It don't matter what the name is.
I'm here, Warriors is getting a lot of here that's kind of like leading the pack on the favorite for the name change. I like that with, you know, having the, you know, Golden State Warriors with that name already. But
well, now wait a second.
The alliteration. You can put the two W's inside each other on the thing. That's what that's about.
Think that's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
But you can keep a lot of that stuff though. You know,
two W's on a helmet
to give it up. Or you can just keep the spear. Like, you can use a lot of the same kind of Redskins, Warriors kind of motif and imagery and symbolism. You can't use the Redskin, you know what I'm saying, that piece of it. But the other pieces that, you know, you see on, like, a secondary or third shirt that they sell, you know, in a different color, you can still use some of that piece of it once you go from Redskins to Warriors.
Well, don't forget, there's been other teams that, other sports with two different teams would have the same name. I mean, you know, you have the Jets with the New York Jets and the Winnipeg Jets. You had the Giants with the San Francisco Giants and the New York Giants. So, I mean, you know, I don't think I necessarily like the idea, but it's been done.
Yeah. You're going to see that, Rob. I'll see how it looks. That's going to happen. That 2W look is coming.
That 2W look. Oh, man.
That may look really good. I agree with JQ, man. That may be a good look, actually, as much as I would, you know, again, hate
the Washington
things,
Nationals
but,
hat already looked like the Walgreens logo.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
she does.
It's fitting.
Say what?
Yeah. That'd be fitting.
I know, right?
Just
nice.
Like the Walgreens logo.
Right.
All right, drugs,
so,
Washington popping out. That definitely is fitting.
Oh, I love it. All right, so we have another topic about the five most interesting teams to watch in the NFL this upcoming season. So I'm going to let everyone kind of talk about this. It's at 11:35, so we got to jump off at 12 again because, you know, we got work to do. But I'm kind of curious,
right,
everyone to kind of, like, say their actual take on this because, again, whether you're talking about quarterbacks, whether you're talking about, you know, that's the key, right? You know, whether it's the Buccaneers with, you know, the Tom Brady thing, or is it, again, if the Kansas City Chiefs can repeat, you know, Baltimore again. I would love to see Baltimore and Kansas City on that collision course for the championship and the AFC championship, if you will. But there's a lot of different reasons for optimism for certain squads, and would love to kind of get your thoughts because I know off the top of my head those are the, you know, the ones I'm thinking about. Dolphins, you know, you're not going to know what's going to happen with Tua just yet because he's probably still hurt. And then, you know, again, there may be a situation where we've been talking about the Cowboys. Sorry, guys. But, you know, what's happening with different people changing. You know,
oh, we will.
Courses,
we will.
You know, of course, you'll bring that up, too. So, again, so I'll let Lou start off, and then we'll kind of circle back around to the end, too. So what say you about some interesting teams or five interesting teams that you think you have coming up for this season?
Well, I'll say one thing. I think Buffalo does because they have a lot to. I have a lot building on them.
Don't bet on Buffalo.
No. Don't bet on Buffalo. I'm still thinking.
That's a joke.
Well,
I'm
anxious to see what the Giants are going to do. To see what Jones is going to do this season. You know, I mean, there was a lot of hope from last season, but then he just, you know, tanked after the second or third week. I still say the Cowboys are gonna shake off whatever happened in the last season because they should have done better. I'm looking to see what the San Francisco 49ers are gonna do. Is Jimmy G gonna, you know, build up and maybe give him a title? And I am anxious to see what the Patriots are gonna do now that Brady is gone, but Cam is in.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if he's going to be a starting quarterback.
He's going to hold the quarterback.
You know better than that.
Well, if he's healthy, he's going to be the starting quarterback.
If. That's the word, if.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that. That's not what Belichick said.
He just said the magic word.
He's the head coach.
I know Belichick. That's Belichick
right.
Coach. That's all it is.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't know what. Remember, Newton is no Brady.
And he doesn't want to be.
No,
I
mean,
obviously.
But, you know,
the
Warriors have been counting on him.
I think both of those teams are going to be very intriguing to watch this year. Tampa Bay with, of course, Tom Brady. You know, how he performs without Bill Belichick, and also Bill Belichick without Tom Brady. I think the Patriots and Cam Newton. So I think both of those two teams will be very intriguing to watch this upcoming season. So those will definitely be two of my top five or top six teams that will be most intriguing to watch, of course. And I'll tell you another one for me, it's, believe it or not, is the Cincinnati Bengals. And when you look at some of their personnel around them, the rookie quarterback, Joe Burrow, how he's going to perform in his first year, how Zach Taylor is going to perform as a head coach with a quarterback that he's drafted, and some of the personnel around him. That's another one that's going to be intriguing for me. The Cleveland Browns, another one. Now, Baker Mayfield is going to take that next step. When you look at talent that they have on that roster, are they going to finally take that next look at the defense?
They got a good roster.
They're adding Myles Garrett with the 5-year over $100 million deal. And all of the defensive personnel, offensive personnel that they added, the offensive line, Austin Hooper. I mean, they're loaded. And of course, the Cowboys, you know, Dak Prescott, Mike McCarthy, how that marriage is going to work out this year. I mean, that's going to be very intriguing to watch, too. And I tell you what, even my beloved Saints. You know, does the team respond to Drew Brees after the comments he made this offseason? And, you know, is he truly forgiven or not? So I think that situation is going to be one to watch this season, too. So I know I named six teams. I went over to five. But those are, to me, the teams that's going to be that's going to be intriguing to watch. And I think some storylines to follow during this season.
Yeah, well, I just go through it real quick. I only got two, just real quick, because he took a lot of mine. I would say following that lines around Drew Brees in New Orleans, Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, with Jordan Love acquisitions, what does that do to that team and that quarterback room? Does he pout? Is he the same person? And a sneaky one, Deshaun Watson in Houston. When you get rid of D-Hop and you trade him, you know, for peanuts, what does he say? I mean, he's up for an extension as well. Does he even want to be on a franchise tag? Does he even want to still be in Houston with Bill O'Brien? So, to me, those are just two ones just because of the quarterback situations and the things that have happened in this offseason and how they respond as well. Go ahead, Gary.
Well, the problem with five is we can all definitely think of way more than five. We always have our favorite team that we're going to follow. That's the most intriguing one to us. Okay, so without that said, I want to see how Brady does. I think Brady is going to be more successful without Belichick than Belichick is without Brady. And if you look at Belichick's record without Brady, and yes, you can add his little stint where that dipshit went 11-5. Matt Castle went 11-5 with him or whatever. He still has barely a .500 record without Brady, like one or two over .500. Yes. That is a fact.
No.
You go back to Cleveland, and you go back to
Cleveland.
I just followed it up tonight.
Correct.
So I'm just letting you know that. You go back to
Cleveland, not like the Patriot days.
I'm just saying that
you're right.
That's a head coaching job that he was head coach of. Okay, so the team that he was head coach of. So look at that. I can't wait to watch Cam. I want to see him, the slow motion clipboard thing where he's holding it and he fumbles the clipboard. And if he does play, he's never in his best year. Was he ever clutch like Brady was clutch? Period.
That's some interesting talk, Gary, because I'll give you two things. I will definitely say that was correct on the Cleveland stuff, but that was almost like, you know, what, 15-something years ago, same time whenever the Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
You can't
now,
count it because
we'll talk about –
You can't count that? He was head coach, but you don't – so you want to not count that?
I'm not – I'm just giving you a hard time. But, no, that's a true statement. But I'm saying that was back – again, he's grown from where he is now. One thing I will give at least Bill Belichick credit for is the fact that he's not trying to change Cam Newton into a pocket quarterback. He is a good enough coach to figure out what the talents of his players are and maximize those talents. So, again, for whatever reason, if he realizes that Cam isn't successful in this, he'll adapt that offense to make sure Cam is successful. If you have a weapon like a Cam Newton, if he's healthy, who knows what he can do with Cam Newton? Because Cam is a big dude, right? If he's like, hey, I'm going to capitalize on your strengths, if I'm going to use the Wildcat 50,000, he's going to figure out a way to make Cam Newton a successful quarterback, and he's going to stick it to y'all and once again say, who's winning? And then he's going to also say, you know, Tom, whatever, you can do your thing, but I can still win with this quarterback. That is the beauty of having a great coach. He may say, I want you to focus on this. He's going to find out weaknesses in your game. He's done it for all types of players that have been cast offs, from the Corey Dillons of the world to the Randy Mosses of the world. to any other player that he said, you're going to adapt in the system. Do your job. I don't need you to do all these different things. I need you to focus on this particular thing. If you're having problems hitting this out, we're going to work on this other slant pad, whatever. He's going to figure it out. That's something that, and like I said, I'm not even a Belichick fan. I'm just like a situation where I know this guy is a great coach. So, again, he's going to figure out a way. We're going to be very surprised. We're going to be looking back. And if they're somehow even having a better work, I'm not saying Super Bowl, but they're going to be somewhere in the mix. You cannot count them out. As much as you want to hate
them. Well, I mean, even announced that he's going to be the starting quarterback. You guys are already making him MVP again.
No.
This is crazy.
My bad. We're talking about Belichick. And Belichick, he only has to do one thing. Put his finger in that man's nose and tell him, you're the best quarterback in this division. Cam, you're the best quarterback in this division. Win this division. Period, Cam. That's all you got to do.
And by the way, I believe Andre's got me to Bill Belichick.
He's the best quarterback in that division. But one of the things I want to say, you guys, I'm so happy I'm out here in Portland, Oregon. Because guess what teams I get to run into? And Gary's dad is a Rams. And Gary's dad is a Rams fan. And I'm telling Gary's dad right now, the Rams are going to be the fourth place team in this division. They're going to get dusted in this division.
Thank you, promise.
And I don't know how many teams. I think Arizona might beat every one of these teams once this year. What's that going to do to this division?
Mm-hmm.
And who's going to win this division? This is good, good stuff up here with Seattle, L.A., Arizona, and San Francisco. Man, what a division to keep our eye on.
Arizona for sure is going to be give some people some problems this year. I think they still finished third in that division, but I think they're in a lot of ball games. I could see them winning anywhere between 7 and 9 games this year. I really do. You're going to see some improvement out of Kyler Murray. The offensive line is better. You got DeAndre Hopkins, of course, there. Look for the defense to be even better there too. And the head coach, the guy with the serious house out there in Arizona. His second year as head coach. Yeah.
Lincoln.
Kingsbury. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yes, for Kingsbury. What was it about
Christian Kirk? Also opposite of Deshaun, of Hopkins and Man River, Larry Fitzgerald.
Christian Kirk. Yep.
What did you say about my jersey, Rob? Say it again. About my jersey, what were you saying?
I didn't say anything about the jersey. I said, you said you're not a Bill Belichick fan. I said, I know you got Bill Belichick pictures in your man cave.
The irony of that statement is the fact that you know how much I cannot stand the Patriots as far as what they did to my beloved Falcons.
That makes two of us.
Being objective, you have to recognize certain situations. And, you know, even if he is cheating as Curtis has certainly said, no one has kind of figured him out. So, again, you know, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. You're trying to get physical advantages.
There it is.
So, you know, again, so I'm not a fan of that. I'm just like, dude, damn. I mean, you know, but I've seen it happen, you know, a couple times. Like, man, this dude, if you've won with Matt Castle, I'm sure you can win with anybody at this juncture. So I'm just saying, you know, make it happen.
You have other great coaches that weren't cheaters.
Well,
Tom Landry wasn't a cheater. Chuck Knowles wasn't a cheater. You know, you got a lot of, you know those guys weren't cheaters.
Man, I feel you.
Don Shula wasn't a cheater.
I feel your pain. You're wearing that Atlanta Falcon jersey, and that damn thing, they should have won that Super Bowl.
They should have.
And they absolutely, oh God.
And they show
y'all gonna make Dre cry on the show, man. Don't go there. He gonna start crying.
Yeah, Andre got that jersey on, and
he gonna turn his video off soon.
They made that man look like he was immortal, and they couldn't stop that little knucklehead to save their lives. That was horrible.
Gonna be all right.
want you to know we were rooting for Atlanta.
I thought they were going to win.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I was rooting for the Patriots.
All right, then go back.
We know.
Wow.
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 How horrible.
How horrible is that?
Yeah,
yeah,
so segue.
Division rival or not?
All it is was somebody making a block, and that would have been a horrible.
Hey, Andre was rooting for the Rams right when they beat the Saints in the NFC Championship game. Hey, we just don't – Saints, Falcons don't like each other.
That's true.
Well,
that's
you
true
know
too.
What?
Yeah.
We don't like the Giants either. But when the Giants were playing New England in both times in the Super Bowl, I was rooting for the Giants.
Oh,
hey,
my man,
Curtis
celebrating back there.
Yeah, I was. Oh, yeah.
Curtis was celebrating. Wow.
You know what I'm struggling? You know what I'm struggling with? Nick Foles also beat them. And I'm having a hard time thinking, I don't think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. But he beat the Patriots. Nick Foles. That's almost Hall of Fame material.
He's going to be in Hall of Fame. He's going to be in the Curtis Hall of Fame. He ain't going to be in the
and can't. That's hilarious.
Somewhere in Portland.
Send myself in the show. I love it. Send myself in the show. I definitely want to talk about the NFC South predictions from me and Rob. And then we're going to definitely end it up with the 99 ratings for Patrick Mahomes, as well as the 99 rating for Aaron Donald for all of my Madden fans out there, too. So, you know, obviously, you know, this is going to be interesting to see the objective side. A stance as far as the standings for each team. You know, again, we'll probably flip-flop on number one because as much as, you know, I would hate to say the Saints are, you know, supposedly the team to beat, they still have to figure out what's happening with Drew Brees. So that's going to be very huge for the psyche of that team. And it's good for us as the Falcons to kind of fly under the radar. So for me, you know, I'm going to flip it just to say I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Way under the radar.
Falcons, Saints, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's me.
Here's the radar.
And then, you know, obviously. And then you got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady. And even though everyone's going to pick the Bucs to probably win the division, I'm still not, you know, convinced as far as everything is yet. Because I'm curious to see how Tom is going to operate without a Bill Belichick. And then that leaves, obviously, the Panthers in last place with Matt Rhule coming in. They got Teddy Bridgewater. So it's interesting how the quarterbacks have been around that same division, even though in the draft, Carolina was like all about heavy defense. So they figured out, hey, we got to compete against some pretty explosive offenses. But you guys have to score. You do have Christian McCaffrey. That's still, you know, an amazing back. But, again, the Falcons, you know, we've got some stuff for you, man. Apparently we're switching back to our zone offense here, which is great under Kyle Shanahan. So hopefully we'll get that running. So, again, I think the biggest if in our division is going to determine what is happening with Drew Brees, if that's going to affect the locker room. That's the only reason why I would put the Falcons ahead of the Saints right now, not because of me trying to be, like, you know, rose-colored with the Falcons, but only I really do think that's some serious stuff that's happening with the Saints. You know, if Drew Brees was not going through that, objectively, I would definitely say that the Saints would be number one, the Falcons number two. But that's just me right now as far as what's happening. And I'm putting the Bucs third because only, again, we're not quite sure what's going to happen with Tom Brady, not because he's the GOAT right now, but because we're not sure how that's going to, you know, how dynamic's going to happen right now. So go ahead, Rob, with your thoughts.
Hey, you picked the Falcons first last year before Drew Brees ever made any comments.
All the time, all the time, all the time. Come on, bro.
So is that the real reason?
That's the real reason. I hate the Saints, man. Come on, man. No, I said I was being objective this year. So there you go. There you go.
All right.
Go
no, you're not.
Well, hey, thank you, JQ. I couldn't say it, but thank you, JQ.
No, you are not. No, you are not. You said you got the Falcons number two? Come on, man. Listen, everybody knows I can save us a whole lot of time.
You picked the Falcons
Carolina number four.
Two.
Listen, Carolina number four, the Falcons number three. And you got a toss-up of who comes out ready first in that Saints-Bucks game in week one. And whoever wins that one probably wins the division. You can go 1-2 in either order. You can make an argument, and I'm okay with that. For the third and fourth team are the Falcons and the Panthers. Please stop playing. Go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
Thank you, DQ. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mentioned earlier that Tampa and New Orleans are both going to be interesting to watch this year for various reasons. I think the thing you got to remember about the Saints here is Sean Payton has the unique ability of pushing the right buttons when it comes to motivation. And, you know, already this summer from their meetings, you know, in regards to Drew Brees and his comments, he's had Shaquille O'Neal to speak to the team. He's had Spike Lee to speak to the team. He just has a unique ability of pushing the right buttons with his team. And so I will give the Saints still a slight edge because overall their roster is still deeper than the Bucs, and then they have a better coaching staff than the Bucs. And then the 40-year-olds will just have to battle it out from there. So I give the Saints a slight edge still to win that division, like I said, because Sean Payton just knows how to push the right buttons, and he'll be the right guy that could flip the switch, you know, from the trouble that Drew Brees got himself into this offseason.
So where are you at with the whole Drew Brees thing? Have you forgiven him, Rob, or what's your take on that?
Well, you know, my take is you got to give him the opportunity to make it right, and we'll go from there. I mean, he's trying to do. I think he just did some donations to some black college football games and things of that nature. I don't know all the details on what he actually gave, but I think he's at least trying to learn. But I think from here, you know, you got to at least give them an opportunity to make the situation right, and we'll go from there. I mean, obviously, I'm still very disappointed in his comments because I think they were very tasteless, and I just think, you know, I don't think he gave it any thought. Yeah, exactly, and it was poor timing and it was poor taste in his comments, and really, I think, in my personal opinion, he just totally disregarded the black community with those thoughts and comments.
In a black city.
Exactly.
And it's going to be horrible if they, in the middle of the season, have a losing record. This stuff is going to raise its ugly head, and it's going to be really uncomfortable for that team going forward. Rob, I can feel your pain. If these boys don't get it done, this is going to turn out to be horrible.
Yeah, and so I can tell you, from what it sounds like, the team has forgiven him. But I don't think the fans have. The fans have yet to. Now, there's a few, but I don't think the fans have. I definitely don't think the African American fans in New Orleans have forgiven Drew Brees as of yet. But here's the thing. You know, the white community has actually turned on Drew Brees too since this. They're saying he didn't stick to his guns and what he initially said. So they have actually turned on him too.
Oh, I thought you meant that they were upset with him that he didn't, you know, come up with a different thing.
Derrick Henry just got
new
contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like I said, boy,
good night, Lou.
If they're running the start position, it's
going to
be a problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for tuning in to our live portion of Talking Sports with the 12th Man. Another great edition. We plan to be back on the air on next Wednesday night again. Once again, it's going to be 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Once again, we expect to be on next Wednesday night, July 2nd. We're cutting our OT portion short. We might go about 10 minutes or so. Once again, so you click on the same link to get the rest of our show. Once again, we've been cutting our OT short to about 10 minutes or so. Good night, people.
Yeah, and y'all NBA players, I'm going to need y'all to chill out. Y'all still living in the 4 or 5-star luxury hotels. If y'all don't relax and stop complaining on social media, people out here struggling in these streets, you be complaining about these box lunches and these hotels you living in, y'all got to calm down.
Thank you, JQ. They need to send us some of that Wisconsin cheese to go with all that wine they're doing.
Yeah,
that's
your living in luxury.
Good night,
people love
that. I got a nice Bordeaux tonight. It's a French Bordeaux. Love to have you guys come up and try it sometime. really good.
Look at Gary.
Oh, man.
I'm down for that. Hey, Gary.
I got to tell y'all, you're going to hang out with Gary up in Portland, man. You know, he know all the spots. You know, Portland has the most microbreweries per capita in the United States. Oh, man, why did I say that with JQ on the phone? That dude going to want to move into Portland.
Hey, that is strip clubs. Microbrews and strip clubs.
Well, we'll take this offline. Hey, but on a serious note,
hey, Gary knows all the wine spots and all the beer spots in Portland.
I'm a huge fan of like the cider beer. So if you can find a good cider, that's kind of like my thing. Like cider.
Well, there's all kinds of them out here.
Right, and then I'm a huge fan of like Rieslings and a little Moscato, little things like that. That's kind of like my realm.
Kind of rookie wine.
That's
kind of
right there.
You don't need to be going like hardcore, man. Straight up. I'm just saying. Because I need to be in control of my facilities.
Hey,
what?
I'm going to tell y'all something. As soon as the European Union let y'all back in, you know, you got to go to Prague to taste those flavorful beers.
Oh, yeah. I'm Prague.
Hey, guys. My only disappointment is the Super Bowl this year in Miami.
Bro. Come on, man.
And I'm not sure. I wasn't in the right places or not. But I really was disappointed. I was really disappointed in Miami with the beer choices in Miami. What the hell? What happened down there at that Super Bowl? They were terrible beers. Being from Nirvana like I am, Miami had terrible beers.
I knew you were coming, Curtis. They had to hide it from you.
They must have. That was terrible.
Like, I'm just going to say this last little quick thing regarding the NFC South, and then we'll look at these last topics. We'll wrap up for the East Coasters here. I do have to question Drew Brees' decision-making. That's all I'm going to say, man. So that's all. I'm going to wrap it up, too. So there you go, if you will. So there you go.
Hey,
well, just one more thing with that division.
I can't argue. Argue with you on that one, Dre.
It is going to be between Tampa and the Saints for the division. I don't necessarily think it's going to, you know, it's going to be that first game that's going to decide it, whatever. But I think it's going to be those two teams that battle it out. And what will really decide it is, in my opinion, I think that if there is no, you know, animosity towards Drew Brees, or if they can get over it quickly, I think the Saints have the upper hand. If they don't, Brady will capitalize enough on it and win the division. That's my thoughts on it.
Gotcha. All right. Good deal. Hey, we appreciate that. Everyone's entitled to our opinions, you know, and we appreciate everyone saying that, too. So we have a last couple topics to dive into. So, again, I'll always let you guys have the floor. Just really quickly, I'm going to talk about the 99 ratings on a couple of players, if you will, too. So for me, I think at this juncture, being a big video game fan, Patrick Mahomes absolutely deserves that 99 rating because he's, you know, obviously the best in the game right now. Aaron Donald, man, that dude has been a huge impact on the defensive side. So it's pretty cool how they got those two guys. And Aaron Donald playing them, not the best team. But, yeah, Mahomes, 100%. That's no-brainer. The rest is on you guys. I'll go with Rob and then JQ and then, you know, West Coast just to wrap it up. So the floor is yours, gentlemen.
Well, I'm going to touch on, I think, the topic that I'll decide to touch on, and we've talked about this several weeks ago following the draft, you know, the Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love. But the question is, will Jordan Love be a distraction to Aaron Rodgers? And I don't think so. I think Aaron Rodgers is a professional. He may not have been 100% happy with the draft pick. And, you know, obviously, as a draft nut, I didn't see a problem with what Green Bay did. I mean, you got to set yourself up for long-term success. And I think that's what Green Bay was planning on doing there with that pick. But I still think Aaron Rodgers is going to go out and be very professional and take care of business. And plus, I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback he was 4 or 5 years ago. I don't. But is he still a good quarterback? Yes. I just don't think he's a great quarterback any longer. And I don't think he's a top five quarterback in the league any longer either. He's somewhere in that 6-7-8 range right now. But I think he's still going to be good. I think he's still going to be effective. He's just not that great quarterback he was 4 or 5 years ago. And he definitely definitely won't let Jordan Love be a distraction. But I don't think he's going to go out of his way to be a mentor either, though.
No, he learned from the best, and Favre didn't mentor him. I'm just going to be succinct with mine. With the Big Ten excluding, I know we were giving just some good-natured trash talk earlier with Oregon and Ohio State not playing no more because of the Big Ten going to just a conference play. Big Ten, do not put Ohio State and Michigan in September. That is a mistake. I don't care if you give those guys a couple weeks off in between. Go get somebody from down the road. Let them play Miami or Ohio if you really want to and break your own rule. Whatever. Or play another team in the West Division of the Big Ten. You got to keep those Thanksgiving weekend games to bring that hype from the beginning of the season to the end of the season in place. You totally kill the mystique of Ohio State and Michigan if you put that game in September. Please don't do that. Please, please don't do that. That's all I say. It's the reason why it is the game is because it is the last game and it has so many ramifications at the end. Just don't do that.
I couldn't agree with you more on that one.
Right there. You see that, gentlemen? That's my cycling jersey that I wore on a bike ride that I rode from Portland to San Francisco. In 5 days. 812 miles in 5 days.
I got the stuff.
Just wanted to share that with you. Up until just a couple of years ago.
About 30 years ago?
No, up until a couple of years ago. Well, you know that drive, Rob, that we took from government camp where you saw Mount Hood to my house? That's my training ride that I do every summer.
Wow.
101 miles round trip. You remember the elevation.
At Mount Hood, that's an incredible
sight. Up to 5,000 feet elevation. What I did is, and what I've done up until just 2 years ago when I had to, break away from all that because of the time, take care of my parents, I would ride anywhere between 2,500 to 3,500 miles a year on my bike.
Woo!
On my bicycle, riding to work, riding after work. Curtis can attest to this. He's seen me ride in hundreds of times. But I wanted to share that with you because you guys didn't know I was a big cyclist, but there'll be a time when I'll be doing it again here shortly. So I love it. It's a great sport.
All right, Lance.
I'm looking forward to see.
great in those tight shorts, too.
I'm looking forward to see if the Los Angeles Dodgers can get into another World Series.
Yes,
that's what I'm
thinking. The Yankees this year.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic for the Yankees.
Let's see if the Dodgers can do it. Let's see if the Dodgers can get in the World Series.
Yeah,
and
I think. They're the favorites now. Obviously, you know, we can only hope and pray that these players stay healthy that's going to be playing. Obviously, with this virus out there. In baseball, they're still going to be traveling, so they're not going to be in the bubble like they are in basketball. So they're going to still be playing in these home team stadiums. And so our hope is that these players can really stay healthy and we have a really, even though it's a shortened 60-game season, that we have a really good season. But I think on paper, when you look at the depth of the pitching staffs between the Dodgers and the Yankees are getting Gerrit Cole, and then their lineups are just insane. And, I mean, on paper, they're definitely the two best teams in baseball, in my opinion.
Oh, San Francisco. Yeah, the 49ers. $300 to get you a cutout in the 100 level and $150 to get you a cutout in the nosebleed. So if you want to get a cutout to the are we in sound?
Yeah, I think you cut off for some reason. I don't know. JQ, can you hear us through the Yeah. That must be a sign here. I got you.
Yeah.
Ah. There it is. Hold on. Hold on, JQ. I'm unmuting you. Can you unmute yourself, JQ? Okay. Yeah, okay, I see you. He's on Zoom. Okay. Yeah, it's funny. There's a slight delay via Zoom and the blog talk. It's all good. But wrap that up real quick, Curtis, because I thought it was like, I don't know why I dropped you like that, JQ. That was weird.
You just got me?
Yeah. Like, I see like it said that your call dropped. Is Rob still on? Rob.
I'm here.
Okay.
I thought blog talk would just cut our call off.
Oh, my gosh. They don't like you, JQ, for some reason. I don't know.
Well, now I see everybody's mug. And like I said, San Francisco, $300 for your mug in the...
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Yeah, and yeah, $300 for your mug cut out in the 100 level. And then $150 for your mug cut out in the nosebleed section for the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, like you said, keep an eye on that too, Curtis, because we appreciate you keeping us up to speed as far as what's going on with the tickets and whatnot. So I think, like we talked about, we are going to have to make a visit to Rob whenever it gets safe because, again, y'all don't know how to stop going out in the pandemic and not washing your hands. So, again, until everyone gets safe, that's the next phase. And I'm curious how they're going to have the stadium sectioned off and what you know, because if that happens to me, I got to go self-quarantine. I can't bring that home to Marcy, so I got to be, like, freaking hanging out in a hotel or something like that. So, you know, again, if we're doing that, let's lock in, man. So, you know, we'll get tickets from Rob, make that work, you know, whatever. You cool with that, Rob?
Oh, yeah. Come join the Who Dat Nation. And then
that's not going to happen.
And you come to Louisiana West, too.
Oh, my God. Well, the Raiders are Clemson West, so it's all good. So that's the only good thing we got. But, again, guys, you've been amazing. I know I've got an early call tomorrow, literally, so I'm going to have to, like, shut this off, if you will, too, man, because I got to call, like, literally 8:30, man. So I'm going to have to jump off, man, to freaking early calls. But again, much love for you guys. It was good to see you, Curtis Gary. We appreciate your mugs, man. We like seeing a white wall whenever Rob is walking back and forth. But again, it's hilarious to see you, man, and to hear you eating grapes and whatever too. So it's all good.
You like that, didn't you?
Before we jump into the call, man.
Eggshell. Thank you, JQ. That is eggshell.
Oh my gosh. So Rob, let's go to this, man, real quick, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you all for tuning in to another great edition with Talking Sports with the 12th Man. We're going to be back on Wednesday night, unless there's a change. We're going to be back on Wednesday night, 11 p.m. That's July 22nd, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For our friends in Hawaii, that will be 5 p.m. Aloha. We hope all of you all have a great week. Make sure you continue to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Good night, people.
Good night, peeps.
He said he's gonna holler at y'all next week. He said the Cowboys suck. And again, to the next one.
Him in the background. I didn't see that.
he said something like stay in the bubble or something. Nah, it was hilarious. Nah, he's cool. Oh,
wow.
Oh, wow. Man. Oh, that's a boy or girl.
Boy.
Oh, nice. Good times. No, you know, Gary Curtis, we only like kid because we love, man. So again, hey, much love, guys.
Seriously, you and your wife
safe.
Having a boy?
No, it's a pup, man. So if you would have jumped in the camera, you would have seen that, man. So it's all good.
Ah, my bad.
And Rob just like walking around. I don't know. It's all good. But Gary, Curtis, stay tuned, and Gary, we'll talk about those ciders for our visit too as well, okay? And you know,
absolutely.
Maybe I'll show the wifey some love. But we appreciate you guys.
Hey
guys,
Gary,
had a great, great week.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rob.
A restaurant's open out in Portland right now for dine in?
No.
Well, some of them are,
but it's very minimal.
Yeah. Some of them are. The ones that can do outside seating, that's
oh,
a big
man.
Deal. And not every one of them can do outside seating.
Yeah,
I need a getaway.
And
I'm looking for somewhere I can go travel to.
Yeah, and the governor wants them to limit it to 10. She's down to 10 now.
Not good. I know in Georgia, Keisha Lance Bottom wanted them to shut down, but the governor said stay open.
We got some serious issues, man. We'll try to get on that, man, because I'll be talking your head off about that, man. So that's that. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. All right, deuces. We gotta break out. Peace out.
Night, people.
Much love, bro. Good night.
Good night.
Be good.